This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government announces compensation, relief and treatment for victims of Sunsari and Siraha protest incidents. Parliamentary committee directs government to ensure smooth cooking gas supply, calling for action against artificial shortages and black marketing. Foreign Ministry launches MOFA Knowledge Hub to strengthen evidence-based policy making, and Iran says agreement with Oman on Strait of Hormuz shipping route nearing completion. Now, the news in detail. The government has decided to provide compensation, relief and medical treatment to the families of those killed and to people injured during the protest incidents in Sunsari and Siraha districts. The decision was taken at a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday. The cabinet also appointed Yanki Ukyab as Chief Executive Officer of the Investment Board Nepal, Professor Dr. Khadgabahadur Kesi as Chairperson of the University Grants Commission, and Professor Dr. Roji Shrestha as Secretary of the Commission. Among other decisions, the government approved the Statistics First Amendment Regulation 2083, decided to dissolve the Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Committee and merge it with Nepal Transit and Warehouse Company Limited, endorsed the phased implementation of the Animal Slaughterhouse and Meat Inspection Act 2055 nationwide, and approved the tabling of the Children First Amendment Bill 2083 in Parliament. A meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled to be held this afternoon at Singhadarbar. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung and Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Bhati, will respond to the lawmakers' oral questions related to their respective ministries. National Assembly member Kamala Panta is also scheduled to present a proposal drawing the government's attention to monsoon disaster preparedness, while Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary will table the Infectious Animal Diseases Control Bill 2083. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment has issued the National Agriculture Policy 2083, aiming to modernize, commercialize and make the agriculture sector competitive and self-reliant. The policy prioritizes food security, higher farm incomes, increased production, import substitution and agricultural exports. It also focuses on sustainable farming, mechanization, climate resilience and stronger coordination among the three tiers of government to boost employment and economic growth, among others. The Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly has directed the government to immediately ensure the smooth supply of cooking gas and take effective measures to prevent artificial shortages and black marketing. The committee has also instructed the government to strengthen market monitoring, control unjustified price hikes in essential goods and services, expand the reach of fair price shops, enforce mandatory price displays in all shops and improve consumer protection through regular coordination among federal, provincial and local governments. Meanwhile, the Nepal Oil Corporation has formed a rapid response team comprising officials from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, the Department of Industry, the Corporation and gas bottling industries to address disruptions in LPG distribution. Earlier, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies had urged consumers not to panic buy or hoard gas cylinders, stating that imports and distribution remain normal, and also warned of strict action against those involved in creating artificial shortages or black marketing, adding that market monitoring has been intensified. Likewise, the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to seek clarification from three international human rights organizations over their recent joint statement concerning the independence of Nepal's judiciary. The committee instructed the Ministry of Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security to obtain clarification and supporting evidence from the organizations regarding the statement issued on July 24th. Furthermore, the committee also directed the government to strengthen oversight of the projects implemented by national and international non-governmental organizations, ensuring that agreements signed with the Social Welfare Council comply with existing laws and are regularly monitored and evaluated. Likewise, Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav has said the government aims to create employment for 100,000 people within the country this year under the National Employment Programme. Speaking at a meeting of the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Protection Consumer Welfare Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, the minister said the target will be achieved through the 12 action plans, including a green job mission. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said the Nepal Rashtra Bank should move beyond its role as a regulator and work as a partner in economic transformation. Addressing a meeting with the central bank's executive directors at the ministry yesterday, the finance minister said stronger coordination between the fiscal and monetary policies is essential to support economic reforms and accelerate growth. Minister Dr. Wagle further added that the government is advancing legal and institutional reforms and urged the Nepal Rashtra Bank to contribute actively by proposing policy measures that support investment and production. The government has stepped up efforts to recover outstanding telecom service fees, license fees and rural telecommunications development fund contributions from internet service providers. During a meeting with Internet Service Providers Association Nepal yesterday, Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilsina said all taxes and fees required by law must be paid, while assuring that the government would review any charges found to be inconsistent with existing laws. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority has maintained that licenses cannot be renewed until outstanding dues are cleared. Meanwhile, the Internet Service Providers Association Nepal said member companies are facing severe financial pressure and requested that outstanding dues be allowed to be paid in installments. In the meantime, a government-formed investigation committee has submitted its report on procurement processes at Nepal Television, identifying irregularities and procedural lapses in the purchase of broadcasting equipment and services. The report handed over to Minister Dr. Timilsina found shortcomings in the procurement and concluded that some decisions and procurement procedures were unlawful and had created financial liabilities for the state broadcaster. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has launched the MOFA Knowledge Hub, a monthly forum aimed at strengthening evidence-based policy-making in Nepal's foreign affairs. The inaugural session featured presentations on diplomatic gift exchange, development assistance, and Nepal's diplomacy by researchers and policy experts. Speaking at the event, Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal said research-based discussions would help shape Nepal's foreign policy and support long-term planning. The forum will bring together ministry officials, researchers, scholars, and think tanks to contribute to policy development. In a separate event, Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal has called for expanding Nepal-South Korea cooperation in air connectivity, trade, tourism, education, technology, and investment during a farewell meeting with South Korean Ambassador to Nepal, Park Tae-young. He also highlighted the employment permit system as a model of bilateral relations. Separately, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai thanked Ambassador Park for his contribution to strengthening Nepal-South Korea ties during his three-year tenure and wished him success in his future responsibilities. Similarly, Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Simulik Bas, held talks with Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya on expanding cooperation in tourism, agriculture, technical education and employment. The meeting also discussed the possibility of of direct air connectivity between Pokhara and Israel, as well as collaboration in modern agriculture, technology transfer, skills development, and cultural exchanges. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Iran says it is finalizing an agreement with Oman to establish a shipping route through the Strait of Hormuz, but has warned that security risks remain because of what it describes as continued U.S. military actions in the region. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakai said the two countries had agreed on the geographical coordinates of the proposed route, while stressing that the talks were bilateral and not linked to the U.S. Iranian officials said the arrangements would be temporary, although no further details were released. The Strait of Hormuz has remained severely disrupted since the conflict involving Iran, Israel, and the United States escalated earlier this year, causing sharp fluctuations in global oil prices. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow at many places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly region and at few places in the Tarai region today. There is also a chance of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province and the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough lies slightly north of its normal position, close to the Tarai region of Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government announces compensation, relief and treatment for victims of Sunsari and Siraha protest incidents. Parliamentary committee directs government to ensure smooth cooking gas supply, calling for action against artificial shortages and black marketing. Foreign Ministry launches MOFA Knowledge Hub to strengthen evidence-based policy making, and Iran says agreement with Oman on Strait of Hormuz shipping route nearing completion. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.